Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. We are back with the two men that have been guiding me personally to have peace of mind going forward. The markets are crazy. Whatever's going on with gold is out of control. I don't know how to explain it, so I brought on Bo Polony and Andrew Sorcini to help me sort it all out. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us. We've been having a great time here watching what we've been talking about happening for the last 3 years actually come to fruition.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, Andrew, what are you seeing right now? Because now people are starting to worry about supply and demand. We have this information coming out that Costco is selling hundreds of millions of dollars in gold, which means everyday Americans, middle America, are waking up to this idea that they better get behind the gold and silver and figure out what they're going to do to keep themselves and their money safe. So what are you seeing on the supply and demand side? What's happening in your world? I know you're super busy.
Well, we're actually starting to see a little bit of a pullback in the availability, especially with Silver Eagles. So Silver Eagles are kind of the bellwether for all of the different silver products. When the U.S. Mint sells out of Silver Eagles, then that sends a ripple into a shortage of all the other silver products. And that's when the premiums for both gold and silver go higher. And starting to see that Silver Eagles right now are scarce. I don't know if the mint has sold out yet, but the supply is starting to dwindle. And you know, you talk about all the people that are going to Costco and how many gold ounces that Costco's selling. It's right. Still estimated that only 2% of Americans understand the value of what precious metals can do for your portfolio. And like I always say, I'll wrap with this, is that if just 8% more, if we can get that 2% to go to 10% of Americans understanding the value of what precious metals can do for you, if that happened, there wouldn't be any gold or silver that's in its physical form that would be available for sale at anything close to today's prices.
Oh, wow. Now, Bo, you are watching the trajectory. You often talk about patterns. This week has been pretty wild. Seems like it pops up, then something's holding it down, then it pops up again. Can't stop it. What are you seeing going on?
Well, again, I've said, you know, Andrew works with and owns Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're precious. You have to mine them. It takes work. You see, the US dollar, they can click a button behind closed doors and create money out of thin air. Those are not precious. In fact, it's a fraud. If they can create money out of thin air secretly and not tell anybody, it's called a fraud. Beverly Hills Precious Metals sell precious things, particularly gold, silver. Haggai 2:8, the silver and the gold are mine, saith the Lord. We're stepping into a biblical time point. People want to believe, don't want to believe. It doesn't matter. You go back and study scriptures and study history. There's a moment in time which happened at the Red Sea, and before the Red Sea was the angel of death, and happens particularly at the time of Passover. Does it play out this year? I don't know, but the charts are looking incredibly interesting. I'll say the word. Andrew gets my private charts. And the charts are looking exceptionally interesting for next week after Passover. What was Passover? It was when Israel was finally freed from bondage. What have we been in? What do we have that controls every single monetary instrument in the world? Bonds. Bonds. Yeah. Bonds for student loans, bonds for credit cards, bonds for every single financial instrument that's ever been created. There's a bond for everything. This is a complete and utter scam that's been running the world. This is a global scam. And particularly the culprit of this is a Federal Reserve note. Not federal, no reserves. And the note means it's paper and it will burn in a fire. Okay. So what's coming? A fire. We're stepping into a fire. This is going to be a biblical fire, what's about to happen. So, you know, you've got some of the big talking heads now because they can't deny the fact that Costco is selling $300 million of gold per month. So the word is out. So they don't want to look like fools and saying, hey, we didn't tell you. So they keep raising the bar on the price target. Hey, it was first 2,000 for the year, then it's 2,400. Now they're 2,600, 700. Now some are even saying 3,000. So they keep raising the bar just so they don't look like fools. But I'm telling you, they're going to look like utter fools because 3,000 is a joke. as to what is actually coming. Okay, so Andrew said, you know, somebody gets a few people, hey, gold's on new highs, I want to sell, take profits. People, we haven't seen the greatest financial event in human history manifest yet. So we are this close to something happening. We are extremely close to something big about to happen, because remember, gold's making new highs. And like I said, our last show, a couple things I said, the first thing out of the, if this is a racetrack and horses, the first thing out of the racetrack is Bitcoin. Okay, so Bitcoin's blowing really vertical. It's at over $60,000 when it started at $1. People started at $1. It's at 60,000 now, okay? The next thing, and then two things they will never let explode vertical are gold and silver. Why? Because in Babylonian money system, a fraudulent money system, you can't have people wanting gold and silver real money. And so they've been holding it back, but now they can't hide it anymore. Gold's breaking into new highs, so they can't be hiding it. So they just, they're trying to get the talking heads, you know, give these ridiculous numbers out like 2,500 bucks and 3,000. People, those are a joke, okay? Gold's gonna go crazy. Silver's gonna go crazier. But this is all about the fall of the fiat money system. And Mel's been talking about that forever, okay? And Andrew's been talking about that. And then we've also referenced what? The BRICS nations, who are basically the floor buying up every single pullback. So now we've got the brothers of Goliath basically taking on the financial system, the what? The Goliath, the world reserve currency. And so now the talking heads are, oh, you know, maybe $3,000. These are joke numbers for what is coming, because they've created, Mel, how much money have they made, Mel? 3,000, that's not even close to cover the financial debts of this country.
Right. Now, let's play video one, and then I want Andrew to comment on it.
Credit growth has continued unabated despite the Fed's rate hikes. Government is borrowing more. Private sector is borrowing more. Everybody is spending. Deficits are out of control. There's no sign of any fiscal restraint. It's the deficit spending that is the driving force behind the inflation. And the Fed monetization and the artificially low interest rates. And even though the Fed has hiked rates many times and we're back above 5%, that's still a low rate. It's still a stimulative rate. It's not a restrictive rate the way Powell and his cronies at the Fed claim. The Fed is still providing easy money to the economy. And of course, we have highly stimulative fiscal policy. So it's an inflationary cocktail, and gold understands this, or gold investors. And the big investors are the central banks, foreign central banks, particularly emerging market central banks, are major buyers of gold. That's going to continue. Investors haven't even really participated yet, but they will, probably at much higher prices.
Go ahead. Andrew, thoughts on that?
Well, we've watched that video a couple times now, and the key for me is when he says that investors haven't participated yet. And that's right. Evident. Typically, investors don't get the signal to move forward in anything until it reaches an all-time high. It's people should be getting in now because it's got a lot of room to grow. And even if they get in later, it's not too late. As Bo stated, it's the $3,000 price point for an ounce of gold is a joke. It should be much higher. Everything else in the world has blasted off already. Bitcoin, stocks for like the last 15 years, and even real estate. And this is all at a time where even during COVID, people weren't even, we had stay-at-home orders. People were working from home. There should have been a big slowdown in the economy then, but there wasn't because of all the artificial things that the gentleman in the video is talking about. So gold definitely has a lot of room to grow. What's good for gold is great for silver. And just the key is exactly what he said. The investors haven't even participated yet. It's all driven by the central banks.
And Andrew, what are the for the audience that might not have joined us in the past, what are the benefits of precious metals, especially when it comes to your 401k, IRA, your savings? What are the hardline benefits besides that it's going up? What are the benefits in investing now at this time?
Okay, so the gentleman in the video talked about what he called an inflationary cocktail. And it's all of these artificial things that the Fed Reserve is doing to try to prop up our economy. So when they're no longer able to prop up the economy, and your stocks start to go down, and your real estate starts to go down, and your other investments are no longer performing the way that they are now, then gold will pick up the slack, because gold recognizes that, and gold will move up in value. Now, we're not trying to let people know that, hey, you should invest in gold because it's going to go higher. It's for the protection or insurance, if you will, that it provides to your entire portfolio. So for people out there that invest, you know that your investments don't all go up at the same time very often. It's like a chair has four legs. If one leg is broken, the other three are still holding it up. And gold can act as that reinforcement to your entire portfolio in down markets.
Right, right. That's right. And Bo, so right now people should be actually looking at this in terms of protecting themselves. But you frankly think that we are just on the cusp because, again, I want people to realize the use of sanctions against Russia and now Iran and other places is actually closing us off, it seems, because the BRICS nations are moving forward. They're also hoarding and buying and stockpiling gold while our nation and the regime that's in charge right now seems to be boxing us in. And I don't see that that's a positive for the American people, let alone for our future financially.
Right. It was a video by Klaus Schwab, and Clay Clark actually played it. I saw it a while ago. I've got it in one of my videos. But he basically was saying that it's the dollar needs to be devalued, and China's currency needs to rise. Okay, so what that basically is saying is that the U.S. must fall as a world superpower, and China must rise as the world superpower. This is the globalist agenda. This is what they want to do. If that happens, then basically forget about it. We're stepping into central bank digital currency. We're stepping into the mark of the beast system that's written in the Bible. We're stepping into horrific times. So, you know, the United States has always been, you know, the barometer for which direction the world is going. And look what happened when this current administration came in. Everything went, you know, you can basically say everything went to hell. And it did. You know, it's like with this, from this administration, from the inauguration onwards, it's been hell of what they've been doing. It's been worse than even COVID because of all the executive orders that have been signed. And so basically, you know, it's just horrific what's going on out there because they're bringing on what? Their demonic, satanic agenda of a one world government. And so Andrew was talking earlier about, you know, if there's only 8% more people came in to making it a total of 10%, it'd be game over. I can say this, Andrew's right, but it would take just one billionaire and it's game over. You see, there's not one billionaire in the world right now. There's hundreds, maybe thousands of billionaires in the world, okay? So if one stepped in right now and said, give me all the above ground supply of silver and gold, it's game over. It's every single precious metal, silver and gold is gone. All inventory is gone. That's why it's called precious. And we're about to step into that moment in time where in a single day, I've showed you that chart last, people, please go listen to our last podcast with Mel. And I showed you from the CME, how they have stop losses put into their contract. So it's at $3 every $3 in silver, every $100 on gold, which means that gold's going to go $400 in 20 minutes and then 1,000 roughly. So in a single day, it'll do that. Okay, so it, in addition to the current price, so that will put it right around 3,000 and easily in a single day. Silver's target will be around $68 in a single day. Now, when this event happens, okay, is it going to play out exactly this way? Again, this is my opinion, but I do believe it's going to play out something like this. We're going to, because there's no reason why they would have had these stop losses put into play. So in my opinion, we're going to see something like that play out where gold's going to go probably in the vicinity of 3,000 in a single day. Silver's going to go to roughly 60 to 70. My target is $68 in a single day based on the chart patterns. When this event goes down, forget about it, because basically you had one or several billionaires step into the rink, buy it all up, and silver particularly will become, it'll become unavailable, and then it'll be nicknamed unobtainium. So that's why this is why the urgency, because when all the above ground's bought up, it's unobtainable. That's why it becomes unobtainium. Right. And I'm making this up because they've made so much money. There weren't billionaires in the 70s, Mel. Maybe expand upon that. But now we've got how many billionaires in the world? They're not even billionaires. We've got trillionaires now in the world. Because in the 70s, if you were a millionaire, you'd be the top of the food chain. Now in the now in this time point, 50 years later, the millionaires are the bottom of the food chain, and the top of the food chain are the trillionaires, okay? So there's so much money out there that to think that silver and gold are going to, you're going to have a time to get in. No, no. The time is now, because if you miss what's about to happen, it's better to be, and then you go from here, it's better to be an entire year or two early for what's about to go down than one day late.
I agree. I agree. And Andrew, one thing that you do offer at Beverly Hills Precious Metals, which is why I use you and most of my friends and family do now too, everyone could go to themelkshow.com, go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals or Mel K Gold, is that you offer not just to deliver gold and silver to people to their homes, but you also have a depository. And what a lot of people have been doing over the last year, that as we've been telling people, is they're putting things for the future, their savings, what they're leaving behind to their families, big purchases ahead. Instead of doing that now, they're buying gold and silver, leaving it in the depository, and kind of going to weather the storm with some peace of mind, knowing that everything is secure and safe. And when it does go up and goes up, they're just going to leave it there and know that it's safe in the depository. So let's talk a little bit about that option, because people are starting to get, I think, very worried, but you actually have a great solution for that.
Exactly. So this is something that we rarely talked about until about 3 years ago when you actually brought this up. And we've been talking about it ever since then. And storage is something that we can offer. It's stored, it's physical gold and silver stored in the state of Delaware. And the fees are just very little. They include insurance, and it's a great option. So for example, yesterday, a client of ours, one that did a seven figure transaction and stored all of the gold and silver at the depository, she's way up on her gold, and she decided that she wanted to take a portion of her gold and exchange that for more silver. And she was able to do that by us sending her a transfer form that she just signs, and then that gets sent back to us, and we send it to the depository, and they call her and they do a confirmation, and then they transfer the gold into our storage account at the same location. And then we just transfer the silver right into her account. So she didn't have to pack up any gold and send it to us. She doesn't have to receive any silver and figure out where at her home she's going to put it. It's safe where it's at, and it's insured against everything, including what they call acts of God. So right. If there was like a hurricane or a fire and all the gold and silver melted, she would be covered. So this has been such a great option. And I didn't really realize that initially that so many people were looking for this, and we've been able to assist hundreds of people in doing it. And for people that do 401ks or IRAs, it's also stored at the same depository. So you can have a personal account there, and you can have an IRA account there as well. And people should definitely reach out to us. We'll tell people how to a little bit later in the interview, but they need to reach out and figure out if this is a good option for them.
Right. And I have a couple friends that are putting away money for college that decided to buy gold and leave it in your depository in a large amount because they don't know what's going to happen. Another one of my friends I know, they have an account at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at your depository that's for their grandkids. And so they are joint on that account. And whenever they pass away, they're not close, but they figured this was probably a better option, at least for the next 6 to 8 months, to make sure that nothing happens. And then that money is there for their grandchildren. And so they put them on the account with them. So just tell people what that option is too, for if you are leaving money or you're putting away money for something specific, they can both be on the account.
Yeah, so you could set up a joint account, and it's just a single page application, but you can set up a joint account where the people that are your joint owners of the account have rights of their beneficiary rights. If something happens to you and you pass away, then it would automatically be transferred to them. So they wouldn't need to go through the normal stuff that you would go through with probate. So all they would do is they're already on the account. They just call up the depository and say that one of the account holders passed away, send over a copy of the death certificate. They take their name off of the account, and then you can assign another beneficiary under you that can go on the account as well. And you can start to draw out of it or add to it from day one. So it's actually, it's a great option.
It is. It is. And you too, which is another thing. When people buy from you, it's just in and out of there. The money transfers. There's no drama. There's no going in, you know, having to go through all kinds of steps. You have that really a great process there. Now, I want to just play a video about Round the World and then go back to Bo about what this guy about the rest of the world and what the American people are not hearing about gold and silver from that perspective. If you could play that one video and we'll have Bo comment on it.
Gold at $100,000 an ounce, anyone? Is crypto a giant boiling frog in the water analogy for a return to the gold standard? There's lots going on with the central banks. They're all moving back to higher asset allocations in gold. Look at this chart. Federal debt is out of control in the States relative to gold when it came off the gold standard in the 70s. Currently at $34 trillion. Current holdings of gold, 8,000 tons in the States, about $6 trillion. Europe itself, they've been reorganizing gold holdings into proportional GDP holdings. Zimbabwe, they've gone zig. Look out for the zag. They've got a currency back with gold, the first ones to do it. Dubai, they've started issuing gold-tipped notes. You know, moves are afoot. Have we just been preparing the way with crypto? Gold, that's going to have a limited supply, just like crypto. They both need mining. Look out. Watch this space. There could well be the start of an explosion in gold in years to come.
Well, I've been saying it. So the rest of the world is already moving right along as America still kind of looks at it from a distance.
Yeah, you know what? I like what he said because those numbers are fun numbers. And people say, oh, those are crazy. Actually, you're not. Those would be biblical numbers, right? And so Andrew was just referencing, you know, when you own precious metals at the depository, they're also insured against acts of God. Like, I love that statement because why is it? It's kind of an entertaining statement because what's coming, and I believe what's coming is an act of God. I want to reference a few acts of God that happened in the month of April.
Great.
Which would be Passover. So what happened in these months with Jesus was crucified. This happened in the month of April. You had the angel of death show up and kill all of Pharaoh's and all of Egypt's firstborn. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den in April at Passover. You had the Belshazzar drank from the golden vessels. And that night his kingdom came to an end when King Darius came in and took over Babylon. So everything that where God intervenes, so acts of God. Oh, there's 185 Assyrian soldiers were killed in a single night on Passover. You see, so these are acts of God where God intervenes upon the world and something biblical happens. So if you believe in a God, you're going to soon believe in a God. Many people are going to see signs, miracles, and wonders. But those of us who know that there is a God, a creator of all things, he's going to move upon this earth. Is it this year? I do believe so. It's my opinion that we're going to see a biblical event manifest potentially this month, starting in the month of April. And that's going to cause these ridiculous or biblical numbers, the video you just played, start to begin to manifest. Okay. Why? Because the whole system's a fraud. When you go back and study what happened with the King Belshazzar, what was he doing? He was mocking God. He was drinking out of the golden chalices. In a single day, Babylon fell.
Yep.
King Darius came in, took it over. My point of the story is all of these events happened in the month of April, particularly they happened at Passover. Passover is next week, people. Okay. So I will just say this about the financial system. The money system you need to understand is a fraud. They created out of thin air. Look what Peter Schiff was saying at the beginning of the first video you played. Okay. He basically was stating very clearly that they just, all they can do, their fiscal policy, all they can do is create money. Like that's all they can do. So in a market crash, an example, when the markets crash, which was predicted, which we foretold in March of the year 2020, over the weekend, Mel, they created $7 trillion over the weekend. They stuck it back in the stock market and everything was fixed. You see, anytime a market event happens, all the Fed can do, there's only one thing they can do, create money out of thin air and stick it wherever they need to stick it. In this case, it's always the stock market, to pretend, to make you people believe, to make people believe. See, this is a vision. They're telling you to want you to believe that everything's fine. But if you don't study history, I just gave you some examples of history. If you don't study history, you'll never know what's going to come in the future. But if you study history, you can predict what just might happen in the future. And every time a currency, because Andrew may expand upon this, it's on his website, every currency that's ever been created, when I say currency, money system created by man, except for gold and silver, every one of them has ultimately gone to zilch, zero, nada. Big fat goose egg, zero. And this won't happen to the U.S. dollar overnight, but the U.S. dollar will, I believe, this year lose the status of the world reserve currency, and it's going to collapse roughly 30%. This is going to cause billionaires to flood in on precious metals, gold and silver particularly. They're going to go limit up, like we talked about, going to explode in price, and then they're just going to go no offer. And lastly, they're going to all shut, trading is going to shut down. And then there'll be pretty much nothing to sell after that. And that Andrew's going to, he'll be able to buy it from you because everyone's going to want it. You see, everyone's going to want the one thing that always has been money for 5,000 years. And that's why people are spending $300 million right now per month at Costco. And that's just a teaser of what's coming.
Yeah, and that's America. That's not just the banks or the people like us that have been eyes wide open. Now, Andrew, I know you have your incredible, but I wanted to remind people that we set up a whole thing, me and you, if they're not aware, Beverly Hills Metals, go to themelkayshow.com, go to our partners page, Beverly Hills Precious Metals or Melkay Gold. Andrew has hired all different people in different divisions. It's important you fill out the form, your name. We don't share everything you know by now, but your name, your email, your phone number. But Andrew, you have a section for notes. So can you tell people what to put in those notes, the different things that they could put in there so that you can then make sure that they're serviced right away for what they actually need by a real person, a really good person on your team. So let's just talk about the process before you jump off, because I know you are insanely busy, as every gold dealer is right now. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So some of the notes that we've seen are, especially this last week or two, are people are saying, hey, I reached out to you guys about a year ago. I did talk with someone. I opted to not proceed with anything, and I'm ready now. If you put that in the note section, I can help get you to the person that you spoke to the first time. Also, we've got people that are returning that have made multiple purchases or even their first purchase after their initial one. Put that in there, and I'll get you to the person that you spoke with before. If you want to learn how to roll over a 401k or an IRA into a precious metals IRA and do it without it being a taxable event, then enter that in there. Our IRA team is the best in the business. We can get these done so quickly. We can have your account open and funded in less than 2 weeks many times. So whatever you put in the notes section will help me get you to the best person here at our company to be able to help you accomplish what you're looking to do.
Great. And I really appreciate that. And I have to say that I have people tell me how great it is working with you and your team, and that they call back and that they get the answers they need. And they're always really amazing how helpful your team is at explaining everything. So I want people to call for a consultation, get the information you need. Don't be left behind. Andrew, I know you, so I just wanted to have some last words, and then I'm going to stay on with Bo for a little while, because me and Bo have some more to discuss and kind of share here with the audience. But any last words? People are getting more and more scared about the banks, and there's a lot of demoralization going on out there, but you remain positive.
I do. I know everything's going to turn out just fine, because all of this has been decided a very long time ago. But we've got a big gray patch to make it through, and you got to do what you have to do to be able to protect your family and everything that you've worked your whole life for. So this isn't a high pressure deal. Reach out to us, and if you feel right about proceeding, then by all means do it. If not, we give you time to get comfortable with it, pray about it, do whatever you need to do. But you want to come in ahead of the herd.
Yeah, and thank you, Andrew. Andrew has been my main support and sponsor. There would be no Mel K Show if Andrew did not come on as my main sponsor and supporter. So please do go to MelKGold.com.
One last thing. If Andrew can just, I wanted Andrew to chime in about sending wires, because that's a big issue. We people are having issues, but continue, Mel.
Well, let's talk about it. It's okay. He had a big meeting right now. I want everyone to know that Andrew's phone has been ringing off the charts, so he jumped on. But Bo and I are going to continue. So Bo, why don't you tell the audience what you're talking about? Because I have a lot of people keep sending me emails now. There's a big influx this past week about gold, silver, money. They're very scared about what's happening. They feel like something, the banks are a ticking time bomb. So let's talk about it. What you say anyway?
Right. What I wanted Andrew just to chime in on, because he's having this issue, and he could probably explain it better than I can. But right. From our last couple of podcasts, what I recall him saying was something like this, that people will go to the bank and say, I bought some precious metals with Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Again, I've used them personally myself as well, too. I just bought, and we'll talk about silver and gold in a second, but I just bought some from Andrew again because I don't care about the price. I do care that I have it, but I want to say people will go to banks, and the bank many times will say, oh, you know, do you know these people? They do the standard script. Do you know these people? Have you ever sent a wire to them before? Oh, you haven't sent a wire to them before? Well, do you know who they are? So they try to discourage you from executing what you're trying to do. Now, I'm not telling people to do anything. I'm saying that if you want to achieve a goal of buying precious metals, and you've personally, you know, spoken with Andrew or his team, and you got an invoice from them, and if you want to fulfill that invoice because that's your choice, then you need to stand firm and make sure that transaction happens, and you need to be diligent to make sure you walk it through the entire process of the bank. Don't, because their job is always to try to discourage you, because they want you to keep the funds in the bank. Why? Right. Because if you read the Frank Dodd Act, you can probably expand better too, but the Frank Dodd Act clearly illustrates that you, with your money in your bank account, you think it's your money in the bank, is actually no longer your money. It's their money in their bank. So if you take money that you earned, you stick it in their bank, your money becomes their money in their bank. And that is a part that is written directly into the Frank Dodd Act. And because of that, you become an unsecured creditor. Unsecured creditors are the last ones in line to receive their funds back. This is so important to understand. You're the last one in line to get your money back in case of a financial issue, calamity, you know, in case of an act of God, which is coming. So if you understand, if you don't have gold and silver, you don't have an insurance policy against acts of God.
Right. Right. Now,
expand upon maybe.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, maybe you might know something about the Frank Dodd Act. If you expand upon all this, because that's about as much as I know, but I know it's so important to understand about what an unsecured creditor is. Maybe if you expand upon that, Mel.
Also, there's a lot going on talking about bail-ins. Bail-ins mean that exactly, which is that it's no longer your money, basically, once you put it in the bank. You know what else is happening, Bo, that I see a lot of, which is really disturbing? First of all, John Eastman got debanked and his bar license taken away for questioning the election and working for Donald Trump by Bank of America, debanked him. We know other people that this has happened to. And also on top of that, we have people that are going to the bank to take out money, and the bank is asking them what it's for. This has never happened in history. This is not okay. And they're also, like you said, about the wires. This isn't Andrew. This is all banks. They're basically making it very difficult to send wires. And then you put in a wire and then it doesn't go through. They say, well, you have to come in or whatever. They're trying so hard to hold on to the money, but they're also intimidating the people. And, you know, Rob just went, and there's basically no people left at the banks. So they're trying to totally AI and automate. I mean, this is all of what I would say is a creeping tyranny, because Bo, we've also talked about how this connects to the digital infrastructure and social credit score and global digital ID, mark of the beast, as you've pointed out many times. And this seems there's a biblical side to this, with them saying, sorry, your money is no longer yours. Saying this in all different ways at the same time. And then, of course, the social credit score is part of the central bank digital currency being tokenized, but also programmable. And that nobody seems to ask programmable by whom.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're stepping into is a wild time. We're in wild times right now. You need to understand, you know, none of what's going, if people are waiting for, I just, you know, if I do this, and if I follow and I follow along as a good little boy, a good little woman, or a good little servant of the master, everything's going to work out fine. You understand that the people, we're battling not against flesh and blood. Okay, we're battling against principalities of darkness. Who are the principalities? You know, it's the fallen angels. These are demonic entities. You know, this is all crazy. Actually, it's not. I'm going to play a video for you. You can play queue up the video. Yeah, I just sent you a link on a few minutes ago. But the video just clearly shows you how God does nothing before for speaking through his servants, the prophets. Okay, there is a God. His name is Yahweh. He has a son sitting at his right hand. His name is Jesus Christ. And there is a Trinity, because there is the Holy Spirit who's on earth. And so there is a Trinity. And so, but we battle not against flesh and blood, but principalities of darkness. This is written clearly in Ephesians. You got to know who your enemy is. So, but God does nothing before first speaking through his servants, the prophet. So there was a prophet on the earth. He passed away a little while ago, Kim Clement, but we all know Donna Clement, his daughter, right? So he had a prophecy in 2015. Play this prophecy. It's fantastic. It's crazy because he basically clearly stated that Iran was going to attack Israel. And then there was another prophecy, not in this one, but he actually stated, watch the date, April 14th. Do you understand April 14th was Israel time would have been the 5th, you know, the 14th, 15th was exactly the day that rockets, missiles started flying Iran into Israel. So this prophecy was fulfilled of 9 years ago. And you can just listen to what Kim Clement was saying. So God spoke through his servant to tell what? And the word, the key word in this prophecy was the word fear. Fear, fear. Why do you fear? Do you know that who I am? See, so these people are taking on the creator. So these fallen ones are challenging the creator. So the fallen ones are nothing but a creation who are taking on the creator. And they're about to find out what happens when you take on the creator. So exactly, he predicted, this is in 2015, that Iran would shoot missiles into Israel. And look what happened. And it precisely happened on another prophecy. It's actually on Twitter, but the prophecy was the same year, 2015. He said it would happen, that there would be an attack on April 14th. So I'm just showing the viewers that none of this is random. God's in control. And all of these things are things that are supposed to happen. But then what did he say? This is going to lead into the release of the glory upon the earth. Now, those who also have studied or watched some of my videos, there's also, and also from this correlates to the 1980 prophetic word of Bob Jones. He says, after the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, this will lead into the greatest revival in human history. So what is a revival? It's the release of glory on earth. So we're stepping into a time where God's about to intervene. If you go back and what I said, you know, Daniel was thrown on lines then, but in 24 hours, he wasn't touched and he got walked right out. What happened at the Red Sea, what happened with the angel of death, all of these are 24-hour moments of time. So something's going to happen. We don't know exactly how this is going to play out, but I'm telling you, the attack that we just saw on Israel via Iran, it's going to accentuate, and I believe probably next week, so the week of Passover, maybe right after Passover, at Passover time frame, do not be surprised if we're going to see a war in the United States. So I believe we're going to go military here in the United States next week. And that is, I believe, how this is going to play out. I believe this is the next step. We're going to see an attack on the United States war, April or if not May latest. We're going to see a war break out in the United States. Anytime war breaks out, you have to understand gold and silver go vertical. They go gangbusters. Okay, so you're going to see silver and gold explode because of a war breaking out. And all of this is prophesied. And then there's another prophecy. Kim Clement actually stated that the bricks are going to come together to take down, because the prophecy of Kim Clement was the brothers of Goliath stand in glee. So the brothers of the BRICS nations stand in glee. We will cripple you, meaning Goliath. Goliath is the world's Federal Reserve note, the world reserve currency. And so they're going to try to cripple the US dollar. But then it goes on further that the Russia will betray China. That's the prophecy. So there's something about to happen that Russia is going to betray China, and that's going to set the stage for all heck breaking loose, and their plans start to fall apart. So their plans for the central bank digital currency ultimately end up blowing up. And it's really interesting, the time frame on all of this, because if you remember what happened to the George Floyd riots, so, and from a financial perspective, these are actual facts. If you want to pop this screen on, so you'll see this big spike down right here. So this is oil going to negative $38 a barrel. It's interesting because if you understand the Daniel cycle of time, it was Trump gets elected. So Trump got elected, right? Just so you understand, this is November 8th, 2016. It was 1260 days. These are biblical numbers written within the Bible. And so 1260 days, boom, you see of this event, oil going to negative $38 a barrel. Okay. And this happened on April 20th, 2020. And then when you run the Daniel cycle of time, you go 40 days forward, that takes you to Pentecost. Why I'm saying this is important, because Pentecost is a very important time for time frame upon the world, because it's actually 40 days from oil going to zero. And then when you go back and we just watched what happened here with the eclipse, there's the Jonah prophecy. And Jonah basically said, if you don't repent, God will bring judgment in when? 40 days. So it's interesting that the 40-day calculation from the eclipse is Pentecost. It's the same thing that happened in 2020. So in 2020, 40 days took you to Pentecost. And on Pentecost, you had the George Floyd riots break out. So the George Floyd riots break out. And from that moment on, okay, this is a fact that happened. Right after the George Floyd riots, the next day or the day after, I think it was the next day, the Paris riots break out. Then Brazil, then London, Argentina, Black Lives Matter breaks out. Portland riots, Chicago, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, New York riots, Seattle, Russia-Ukraine war begins. The Canada trucker convoy begins. The Israel-Hamas war. And so just the wars go on and on. All of this was peace taken from the earth, and it literally happens precisely 40 days to the exact day from when oil went to negative $38 a barrel. Why I'm making a big stink about this is because 40 days was Pentecost. It was May 30th of the year 2020. So if we run the exact same cycle, if you use the eclipse right here, so the eclipse, you go 40 days forward, holy mackerel, you land on, oh my God, you want to say, oh my goodness, we're landing on Pentecost. So we're actually landing precisely on Pentecost, which is exactly, there is right here. So it's 40 days from the eclipse to the exact mark. So in other words, what we're set up for right now, if I can make it a little statement, it will be, we're going, sure. We're stepping into April into May is the great undoing of what happened in 2020 for the great redo of 2020.
Wowie. That's incredible. So that's
kind of how the stage is set up right now. So that is how the stage is set up for what could happen. It's incredible that the eclipse, remember, because when you read about the eclipse, it says, you know, there'll be, Luke says there'll be sign of the sun and the moon and the stars. Okay. So the eclipse was a godly thing. It had nothing to do with what they're shooting satanic rockets into the sky in an eclipse. See, they're trying to distract from the fact that God wrote his story in the heavenlies. Go ahead, Mel.
No, I wanted to ask you, because then this is something practical. Somebody said to me, it doesn't matter what the U.S. dollar is. If gold is stronger than the U.S. dollar index, a measure of dollar relative strength, and basically that's what's happening right now. Do you see it that way as well? This chart on the screen is what I was sent.
Yeah, so what you're looking at there is called a bullish wedge. Okay, so that's kind of the stuff that I do in my report. So that's a bullish wedge, and it's fun to look at, and I'll show you one in a second here as well too. But a bullish wedge is actually, when you get a breakout of a bullish wedge, then it basically goes vertical as the next move is what's expected. So that's basically what's coming, is a bullish breakout of gold straight vertical, and that exactly what happens when you have a chart pattern confirmation. And so when you could have something like that happen would be when, what about Passover? You see what I'm saying? We're at a very important time point. Let me just show you here. I'm gonna show you my private report here, just a little piece of it, at least one chart of it. I'm gonna put this up on the screen, because it shows you your it actually confirms what you're actually showing me right here. And this is a chart that I made for my subscribers just yesterday. This went out privately. So let me put that, let me minimize the screen here. But have a look at this here, and you'll see what I'm talking about if I share the window.
Hey,
if you're well, lucky us. So kind we of get it. We get a little
So what you just showed me, was a, if you want to pull this, pop this chart up. So this is a bullish wedge breakout. Okay. So this is when my private update, I also do my private updates. I basically show people an example. Okay. And so you'll see in the black index right here, so see the black, you see this massive spike vertical.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens when it breaks a triangle, starts working its way up, and then it just goes boom, straight vertical, complete explosion. Okay. And so we've already seen the break right here. So it broke, it pulled up, it's going up higher. And so this is April 17th. So we're looking for a minimum target of $3,000 April into May. So these people are talking about by year end, $3,000. People, that's an absolute joke. That's why I laugh when I hear these, you know, these people on mainstream media, you know, giving you, saying stuff like that, because they're either stupid, or they're lying to you. And I believe it's the latter. So that is a bullish wedge breakout, okay? And so we've already got confirmation of the breakout for several weeks already now. This has been going on for weeks now. And all that's missing is a spike in one day. How could we see a spike in a single day? If we go back to the main screen here, how could we see a spike in a single day? Well, remember the podcast we did last time? We talked about their index, their stop losses. So $100. Right. So let's do the price right now. So the base you're looking at gold right now, say at 2,400 is easy number. So it's $2,400 on gold. It was $100 stop, $100 stop. So they would four times. So that's $400. So you have to add $800 in 20 minutes. So you add four. So that takes gold to $2,800. Okay. And then it goes no offer, which means that it could literally, because now the bullion banks are going to go net long. Which means that we should potentially see, we could see the roof blow off, because that we'll be at 2,800 just on the $400 move. So that's getting close to 3,000. If they go net long, you have to add at least $1,000 to that. So now you're $3,800 to $4,000 potentially in a single day. You could see that kind of price action happen. Again, all of this sounds crazy until a biblical event happens. You see what I'm saying? It all sounds crazy until something biblical happens. I want to share this other screen with you here. And this is a screen, screenshot. So you can look at this. This is silver going back to 1864. So this is a 160-year-old channel. This is insanity, because if you look on the far left right here, you run the channel vertical, okay, and this goes into the 1980 top here, the Hunt Brothers. Okay, so that was $49. It has the drop, the bottom in 2001. It has the plunge where the stock market collapsed in 2020. It took silver down, and I was literally buying boatloads there because I knew that was a bottom. Of silver, and now it's working its way up, and it's got this resistance line here at $28. You'll notice this resistance line on silver at $28. It caused a massive resistance in 1978. Okay, it then served as, once it broke through, it served as support for a good few months in 2011 and 12. And then once resistance becomes support and support becomes resistance, so then it plunged through it, and you'll see it's never been able to push through that $28 mark. It came back down in the year 2020, couldn't hold, came back down and and then it pushed back up. And right now, if you look at the price of silver, as we're speaking right now, the price of silver currently is, live price, I have my phone turned off. Live price, I think it was like $38. It's over $38. Let me see. Come on, load my screen. Yeah, so right now it's $28.17. So this resistance line in red here is $28. So it's trading above it now for the past 2 weeks. It keeps pushing through it. So what it's indicating is when 28 breaks, it's not going to go to 30, 32. This means that when it breaks through 28, its immediate target, so short-term target, potentially April into May, could realistically hit $68. Wow. If I'm wrong, it'll be by the end of the year, $68. I don't care. All I know is I'm telling the viewers, $68 silver is coming, and much quicker than anybody can possibly imagine. Why? Because of the amount of money printing that's been created in this world. It's all about the fraudulent money system. Right. And when this happens, it's because a billionaire stepped up to the plate, or several billionaires came in, they bought up all the above ground supply. And when all the above ground supply is gone, guess what happens? Mel, there's no more silver, and silver becomes unobtainium. And so people say, you know, is it too late to buy silver, too late to buy gold? As long as you can call, whether it's Andrew or any gold dealer, and they say, yes, I have some and I can ship it to you or your depository, then it's not too late. Because when this event goes down, the first thing you're going to hear is, sorry, we're not selling right now. Oh, sorry, we're not selling right now. We have maybe a little bit, we're not selling right now. And so when they do start to sell, the price will be in the magnitudes greater than it is right now, and the supply is going to be very limited. Why? Because it's the real deal. It's real money. It has been money for 5,000 years. No one's going to part with it. Then the biggest question is, well, when do I sell? Are you kidding me? We're going to step back into a gold backed currency in the United States. The United States will rise as the world superpower of the financial system because Trump, 45, will return to office to rebuild the destroyed U.S. economy. So remember, yeah, the brothers of Goliath standing.
So it's the real, real building back from you know, a place of destruction where
yes,
the right way and based on sound money. But also, I want you to know while we're on this and we're talking about silver, Rob, me this new report that record industrial demand rise in 2024. And then also, gold has set historic highs this year as Federal Reserve has reported historic lows. So a lot of the things that you're talking about are popping off in the news as we speak, literally today, that the Federal Reserve is losing money on a consistent basis since September 28th, 2022. As of April 10th, those losses came to a cumulative total of $162.9 billion. And basically that the monthly losses continue. So everything that you're talking about right now is literally in headlines today, happening in real time.
Well, and again, see, what did I say? If this is a racetrack, Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency is the first thing out of the racetrack. And why? Why is Bitcoin an asset? Because that video said it was that you said earlier, but basically you have to mine it. It's not free. You can't create it out of thin air. You have to have computers running 24/7, running algorithms. It's called mining to be awarded a Bitcoin. So that's called Bitcoin mining. You have to do mining to get gold and silver. You have to literally have buy heavy machinery and you have to mine for gold. So it's not easily created. You have to work at it. And that's why it has value. When the dollar loses status, the world reserve currency, it's not going to go to zero, people. Okay. It's just going to lose the status of world reserve currency, which is horrific because nations will no longer accept it as payment, which means that they still need to be paid. So you're going to be not shipping them a block of gold or a coin of gold or silver. You're actually going to just click a button and you're going to transact sending Bitcoin or other currency, Litecoin, whatever. People will be sending coinage using the blockchain to pay for stuff because we're not stopping we're not going Mad Max. We're just going to change how we transact. The world's going to change how we transact forever when Babylon falls, because Babylon is the Fed wire system. Babylon is the money system created out of thin air. It's the Federal Reserve note. The Treasury note is not Babylon. The Treasury is made by the U.S. Treasury, and I believe that's going to be how the United States is going to come back to power, is we're going to back our Treasury with real gold and real silver, because the United States is loaded with gold and silver. We just have to fix the problem that we created because of the bankers. You know, this is all because of the banking system, wars and everything else. It's all because of the bankers. And people say sometimes, you know, well, gold's expensive. You're right, gold's is getting up there, but Bitcoin's expensive. See, gold's not expensive because it should be priced to what Bitcoin is. Gold should be like 60, 50, 60, 70,000, right? You heard the video, the guy's saying 100,000, okay? So Bitcoin's gold is still cheap relative to Bitcoin, but you want cheap? Silver is a steal at $28 right now because it comes out of the ground. This is important. When you mine for gold, every ounce you acquire out of the ground, you get roughly 9 ounces of silver, let's say 10. So the ratio is 10 to 1. Right now, the ratio is 80 to 1. People, please, I'm going to repeat that. 80 to 1. So if you sold an ounce of gold today, you could get 80 roughly, maybe it's even 70 on spreads, but at least 70 to 80 ounces of silver, which you really should only be getting 10. Do you understand that silver is on a complete fire sale right now? When this event goes down, it's going to blow. You won't be able to get it. But right now, those saying, "Oh, silver's, you know, silver's up a little bit." You know, gold's, you know, first off, you know, Bitcoin's, you know, ultimately, if you have it, great. But bottom line is, you know, gold and silver silver is the bargain of a lifetime right now, because it's supposed to be 8 times greater in price. If you literally take the price right now at $28. So you do the calculator, $28 times 8. Silver should be right now over $200 an ounce. You're buying it right now, fire sale at $28 plus spread. It's a fire sale right now. So those who don't hold precious metals, you don't understand history. History's proven consistently that every time a regime falls, a monetary system falls, the first thing to do is they hyperinflate the money supply. That's what they're doing. They're creating money out of thin air. They're talking, they went from millions, billions to quadrillions. The money's gone from a million, counting a million, took 12 days. We're in a quadrillion now, which takes 31 million years to count, not sleeping, to one quadrillion, which means that the money turned from a droplet to an ocean. And so I just want your viewers to understand the importance of sleeping well. And Mel, I always joke about, you know, I sleep great. Why? Because, you know, in my private vaults, you know, with Andrew, I own silver and gold, so I have no stress.
Right.
Because I own God's money. And I know whatever happens, I'm already in the new financial system. Mark my words, the United States will return to the gold standard. We're going to be undo what Nixon did. He took us off the gold standard. So we're going to go back to the gold standard. However this plays out with the treasury notes or whatever this is going to happen, I don't know. God never told me. But I'm telling you, however this plays out, if you own today silver, if you own today gold or one of them or both of them, you are in the new money system that will and is soon to rise. And you're going to be so blessed. You are going. It's just like these numbers that this one podcaster played are not crazy. They're just biblical.
Right. And I want to thank you so much, Bo. You've been on the front lines of this and really explaining it from both sides. You bring the data and the facts, and you bring the prophecy and the biblical side of it. And both of them come together to keep proving themselves over and over. Literally, we were on the show and things you were saying were popping up on the newsfeed, because I have a thing for gold that it pops up new information. And so, and I'm like, oh my God, he's talking about this. And I'm watching. I'm thinking, wow, this is so weird. But you really are amazing. And I think everyone should be following you. You're also one of the most positive, supportive, hopeful people that I have in my life. And I'm so grateful to be your friend and to call you and your wife my friends. So I want you to tell everyone how to follow you. And again, thank you so much for being here and explaining this stuff. And so one last thing I wanted to say for the people out there, stop living in fear. Start being the hero of your own story. Start trusting your gut, going for it, taking care of yourself. Don't wait for the next guy. Because, Bo, I think a lot of people, and we've been on tour for, you know, together on and off, showing up all over the country. You know, a lot of people are waiting for somebody else to give them permission. And that's not how life works. God is the only one that guides us going forward. So I'll let you take the show out and just kind of tell people exactly why you stay so positive, and that, you know, there's no waiting on, you know, getting that sign from humans or from the radio or from TV or from, you know, your neighbor. That's not going to be the plan in the future.
You basically nailed it with the one word you stated, to the phrase, you know, getting permission. See, that's the essence of all of this. People were so used to, you know, the word faith and confidence in our world. See, the reason the dollar has had value because of the faith and confidence in it, but not as much in the dollar. It was in the faith and confidence of those administrators that were administrating the confidence within a dollar. It was an honest ledger. When Nixon took us off the gold standard, the money turned demonic. It turned satanic, and they had the ability now to create it out of thin air. And, you know, we've seen the money supply just go, it went hockey stick. You know what a hockey stick is? It starts like this. Yeah. And then it goes straight vertical, okay? So the money supply has gone hockey stick, which means that it's not worth anything anymore. And so people believe that they have bank, or they have money in their banks. What you have is digits in your banks, or your bank, or your bank statements. Those are just digits. You don't have money. If you don't believe me, go to the bank and try to pull out all those digits. They'll say, sorry, we don't have the cash for that. Or what do you need it for? We're not going to give it to you. You're just going to come in. And if you do a couple of times, they're going to close your bank account for you on you. So the point is, the money supply is the root of all this evil. It all started with, you know, us believing that, you know, there's faith and confidence in the system. And so we've carried that faith and confidence into 2024. The problem is the people running the administration since 2021, there's no faith and there's no confidence in them. Okay. And so the system's become a fraud because the people administering the faith and confidence are liars, cheaters, and thieves. That's who they work for. They, you know, God, Jesus Christ comes to give you life, life more abundantly, but evil, Satan, come to kill, steal, and destroy. So the ones running the world are the other side of the coin. They're running this evil system, and they're creating money to enslave you. And so, you know, Mel has done an incredible job working with Andrew. You know, she talks about this regularly, about owning gold and silver. Well, go to her channel. Literally, just get, I'm just telling you, in my opinion, and I've been doing this for 15 years, I probably have the most accurate record for predicting in advance gold and silver, but particularly Bitcoin price movements. There's probably no one that has the success rate anywhere in the world. And I'm not bragging about this. I'm just saying God has blessed me to understand the times and the seasons. And I don't think anybody in the world has the accuracy of what I've been able to say. And Clay keeps joking about it. He goes, what did you buy Bitcoin for? Like $400, you know? And so we laugh at all the time because I know what's coming and I prepared for it. So if you're listening to this podcast, don't listen to this, because this will cause you to call your stockbroker and ask him his opinion. Your opinion should be inside here. It's called it's in your heart, in your gut, in your heart. What is it? Does the world feel messed up? Because if it does, my second question to you is, do you own the only money that's been money for 5,000 years? Do you own gold and silver? And if your answer is yes, you own it, then you're like Mel and I, you're sleeping well. So I'll just finish with this. You know, you can't change what's coming. I've shown you a prophecy of 2015 that predicted the war that literally happened of Iran striking Israel. Okay, this was prophesied in 2015. His other prophecies were very specific about, you know, watch gold. And this, and the other said, watch Passover and watch gold. He's got these prophecies. You've got such little time, in my opinion, to get invested in God's money. It's crazy. So I'm just telling you, if this podcast resonates with you, if it's in your heart, I don't want to tell anybody what to do. But Mel and I are definitely holding God's money, and we sleep well.
We do. Thank you so much, Bo Polony. Everyone, please go to themelkshow.com, melkshow.com. Go to the partners page, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Fill out the form. We do not share your info, neither does Andrew. Somebody, the perfect person, will get back to you for the question. So please put notes in there, or you can go to melkgold.com. And also, please follow Bo Polony. Bo, tell everyone where to follow you. Bo's a good friend of mine. He's a great person to follow, and he's one of the most positive, hopeful people out there to keep your spirits up as well. So Bo, tell people where to follow you.
YouTube is gold2020forecast.com, or just my name, Bo Polony, and my website is gold2020forecast.com. Thank you, Mel.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sir. I'll see you next time. Thank you everyone for joining us. Go to melk.com now and find out what you can do to protect yourself, your family, and have peace of mind going forward.